Welcome back to Court Workplace Talks, a podcast where we explore the intricate dynamics within various industries and the role of furniture and furniture rental in their workplaces. I'm one of your hosts, Kimberly Douglas, and today we're diving into the dynamic world of entertainment production and exploring how the physical spaces where creativity happens are evolving. Joining us are three experts from Court, Senior Business Development Executives Vanessa Escalara and Lisa Campbell in Los Angeles, and Robin Crick in Atlanta. Let's jump right in. The entertainment industry has been through a lot in recent years. We had the writer and actor strikes, the pandemic, and now we're seeing production levels slowly returning. How has this impacted the types of spaces production teams need?
Here in Los Angeles, there's quite a wide variety of spaces, and I feel that maybe the only main difference would be rather the productions utilizing both studio space as well as conventional office space. I think now we're kind of seeing some major studios are leaning more towards just utilizing the studio space versus a conventional office space. But again, here in Los Angeles, there's a lot of production space.
And Lisa, I'm going to turn it over to you. Do you agree with what Vanessa shared? Are you seeing the same things as well in Los Angeles?
I agree with Vanessa. I think that prior to the pandemic, we were already seeing shifts in the ways that office space was being used. We saw it across all industries, but especially in a creative field like film and television production. It went from the physical production space, like the location of the space, and to the office layouts and the furniture that was needed. I think we see and have seen a trend toward more comfortable and like private smaller spaces. And I believe it's just the pandemic grew that simply because people for a number of years were used to working in their homes, having that privacy, having that space.
So comfort and flexibility seem to be key. Robin, you're in Atlanta. Are you observing similar trends in your region?
Atlanta is a little bit different from LA because over the past 15 years, you know, we've seen tremendous growth in going from small offices to full-blown custom-built studios. And so now each phase of, you know, whether it was COVID or the strikes, we've seen obviously changes in how leases are negotiated for various spaces and what the budgets are, that type of thing. But it's super positive, actually, because we've been able to ebb and flow with the productions to adequately meet their needs based on really anything that's going on. Whether it's a strike or COVID, we've been able to, you know, stay flexible to meet the needs of the market at that time.
That adaptability seems crucial in this industry. Now that productions are returning, how are you seeing the physical spaces where creativity happens evolving? Vanessa, let's go to you.
So I know that a lot of previously, let's say before the pandemic, we would typically do the whole space because maybe there was a little bit more of a budget. And the whole space meaning top to bottom, everything's furnished by Court. Now we're seeing a little bit, at least I'm seeing a little bit more of a hybrid situation because budgets are a little bit more constrained. And as a result, based upon the location of where the production is taking space, we would then supplement it. So an example would be like the studio is offering production space. Maybe the studio will then also offer some of ancillary items such as soft seating, and then we would then provide the larger items such as desks and desk chairs and so forth to help curate the space. In a conventional office, that kind of looks a little bit differently because now post-pandemic, there's a lot more space that are already furnished. So sometimes the production here in Los Angeles can take the space that they're already fully furnished or maybe partially furnished. So then I would then come in and fill the space with our furniture to help them make them whole so that they can work in a productive environment. Whereas previously, like I said, we would have just furnished everything from top to bottom. But we are, regardless, always really hypersensitive to the budget. And every production budget is different. That's a benefit. We do have a variety of options so we can really work with them to best maximize those dollars for each production.
Lisa, earlier you mentioned the trend towards more home-like environments. What are some design elements you've seen that make a production space truly effective?
People want to work in an environment as comfortable as the home they've been working in for the past few years. And even though budgets are much tighter than in the past, the studios also know that to get the best talent and the most out of that talent, they need to create an environment that will foster that creativity. And for example, writers are often set up now with sofas and lounge chairs just as frequently as they're set up as a conference room. And in bullpen areas, we may see lounge seating areas where people can set up with a laptop, or we put large gathering tables into open areas, knowing that a team may work around a table together for an afternoon. And just recently, I helped a team set up their offices in a large older home that they rented here in the canyons in the valley. And in that instance, we had two source desks that would sit through narrow doorways. We used a conference table that comes in sections so we could get it in the house. And every production is different. I mean, I think that's something that we all see happening all of the time, where we can set up a first show a very specific way, and a new showrunner will come in and they have their own preferences, their own way on how they want to work with their team. And the great thing about utilizing Court is we can adapt that the way that office space is used. And with just a few days notice, we can turn what we might have set up as a traditional conference room, we can set it up into a lounge. Well, we can convert a private office into a space for several people. And we're able to add and delete furniture as needed. And all of these things allow us to keep furniture costs aligned with how the space is actually being used.
Wow, that's a lot of movement. Are there any types of productions that require these adjustments more frequently?
So I find, and this is my experience, that would be film production is the most fluid as far as what their needs are. I agree with Lisa. I work with a major streamer on a feature film. A couple of times with this one in particular that I'm talking about, we started, the lease, multiple leases had been curated throughout the course of the production, and the production was out almost a year and a half, almost 2 years. But like Lisa said, there was a pre-production where minimal people were brought in, and that we furnish the spaces minimally. And as the production is growing, you've got locations, you've got costuming, you've got wardrobe, all these different groups that are part of, and departments that are part of making the feature film are brought in. But the benefit of working with us is we can help them manage their budget for each of these departments. So that as time, at least I'd mentioned, you know, we're bringing a delivery for the, let's say the pre-production. Now we're into the production, and you got the location scouts, you got the PAs, you got the regular people in production, you know, the UPM, everybody that's there. Well, they need spaces. And so during the course of their part of that production, let's say it's 6 to 9 months, we're furnishing the space. Now they've wrapped their particular portion of that feature film. So there's no reason for that production to have it. So then we'll pick up the furniture and then keep the furniture out for the post-production people, which is VFX and so forth. And then there's other departments such as like accounting that's going to be there for the whole duration. So we will pick up and deliver as needed, as Lisa had mentioned, throughout the whole course of it, so that the production doesn't need to have a fully furnished space for, let's say, 2 years. How does it work in Atlanta, Robin?
Oh, very similar. I echo everything both you and Lisa have said. The ability for productions to use Court, phase up, phase down, reduce their cost, customize the space based on the individual needs of each department. It's just really, you know, the virtual warehouse solution is invaluable to them. And it also meets the sustainability needs of a lot of these studios that really have a commitment to sustainability.
So Lisa, coming back to you, earlier you also mentioned partnerships with studios. How do these help address the challenges of managing production spaces?
They are so helpful for us because they allow us to bypass the red tape of setting up that agreement. And we can then focus on the furniture. And I know Robin works with the independent studios a lot. We're seeing that trend grow here in the Los Angeles market with more and more independent facilities coming on board. And our relationships with those studios is also so important.
And Lucy, is the biggest challenge for the entertainment industry in managing production spaces? And how can companies like Court help address these challenges?
Well, again, budget constraints and having these studios are all working on these rising costs and smaller budgets. And working with Court lets us be creative with furniture selections. It lets us be creative with space planning and access to furniture and our virtual warehouse. And what can we do to build out a plan to create a space that is going to be conducive for them to get to work? And I really believe that Court can help address these challenges.
Vanessa, do you have anything to add?
I think when if a company or major studio has an account, a lot of them are already working with us, they have a national account with us. So the benefit is, let's say, because a lot of the writers' rooms are here in, let's say, Los Angeles, but they now have to pivot. They're going to be, you know, doing the filming in a different part of the nation. And, you know, they do need to have an office out there. Well, we can help them with their costs and also going through that red tape that we talked about. If they already have a national agreement with us, they can use us anywhere. We can deliver furniture to. So that's a benefit. And also, we've got global affiliates that work with us.
Emily, it's remarkable how court services are woven into the fabric of the entertainment industry. From the PA just starting out to seasoned producers, your teams seem to play a role in their success.
You're 100% right. It's interesting, the people that work on the shows, we have partners, individual partners with them as just individual people. And many times they'll reach out before they even know that they have a solid location and say, hey, I just want to let you know I'm in town and I'm looking at this spot and that spot. And so we'll hear from them on that level. But really, I find it fantastic that Court has developed partnerships with all the different levels.
Sounds like Court is an invaluable partner for the entertainment industry. Thank you all for sharing your insights today. And to our listeners, if you're interested in learning more about Court's furniture rental solutions, you can visit their website at www.court.com. This has been Court Workplace Talks, where we explore the role of furniture and furniture rental in various industries. Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to bringing you more insightful conversations in our upcoming episodes. Until then, keep innovating.